Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Joining us now are the 2021 Tulip Queen and Royal Court. As selected at the annual Queen's Announcement Party this past Saturday, heard live on 92.1 KRLS.
The five finalists are Hannah Cheddar,
here with Hannah Cheddar. She is a member of the 2021 Tulip Time Royal Court. First of all, you got a big smile on your face. Congratulations. What does it mean to be selected to be an ambassador for Tulip Time?
I'm so excited to talk to all the different people and to be a role model for all the little girls out there. That is something I've always wanted to do, and I'm just so excited I get to do that.
Well, and I've talked to you before, and it's usually involved the stage, whether it be speech or choir, and you had a performance as a part of this element. What were some of the things you brought from that experience to the stage tonight?
I definitely remembered all the pointers I've ever gotten about being on a stage and how you stand, how you walk, and just having a poise and how to be natural, even though you feel very not natural. And I just thought about how I would do a performance that was just a script, even though I was talking about stuff that meant a lot to me.
And what were some of the things you picked that meant a lot to you? And why did you choose those?
I talked about my grandpa. He was one of the biggest influences on my life. And I think about him on a daily basis. So it felt just natural to include him. And I talked about my wreck that I had because it just taught me so much and it helped me grow so much as a person. So I thought it would be a good element to bring in.
Well, we've all had a lot to grow and learn, especially after missing Tulip Time last year. What are you looking forward to most about having it come back this year?
I'm so excited to just see all the happy people in town and get to bond with these girls, and we can just help bring even more joy to the town.
Ashley Hardman.
With Ashley Hardman, a senior at Pella High, who was just named to the 2021 Tulip Court. First of all, what does it mean to be selected?
I'm so honored to be a part of this amazing court, and I can't wait to represent my town. And you have the next couple months with these amazing girls and just create friendships for the rest of my life that I will remember.
Well, and you are a dancer. You made that very evident as a part of your performance. Why did you choose to kind of focus on that and showcase that part of your life to the community?
Yes, it's just been such a big part of my life and a part of who I am. And I truly believe that having the opportunity to dance has really made me who I am today and shaped me the way that I am. And so I just really wanted to point that out. And that's why I made it my focal point of my speech.
Last time I interviewed you, we were on a Zoom call about the soccer season, right around at the time that Tulip Time was canceled. What does it mean to you to know that there's all sorts of things coming up for this spring, but especially now Tulip Time? And what are you looking forward to most about this spring?
Yes, I am obviously looking forward to being on the court and just having a great Tulip Time and just making the most of it, especially because last year was canceled. Just coming back better and stronger than ever. And I'm also excited for soccer season, of course, and being able to play one last year with my team.
Olivia Dehan Birch.
With Olivia Dehan Birch. She is one of the members of the new 2021 Royal Court. First of all, congratulations. What does it mean to be an ambassador for Pella coming up?
I am so excited to be a part of this group of girls. They're absolutely incredible. And to represent them, I know that we're going to be putting in a lot of hard work and bonding with each other. And we're going to hopefully have an awesome 2021 Tulip Time.
Well, and tell our listeners a little bit about what you chose to present to the community tonight and what some of the meaning was behind that.
Tonight, I chose to share about some of the things I was passionate about, like barrel racing and my horses and also my trips I went on, because those things were very important to me. And I also sang a little bit at the end of my presentation, which I was a little nervous about, but I guess it turned out okay.
Well, and a question I've asked the other girls and didn't mention before we open up the mic is, everyone missed out on Tulip Time last year. What are you looking forward to most about the festival coming back?
Definitely the Dutch food. I mean, I love every bit of Tulip Time, but having Paufergies, it just can't be beat.
And correct me if I'm wrong, you had a sibling recently on the court too, is that right?
Yeah, my older sibling, Shanae, was on it a few years ago, and so I'm excited to experience some of the same things that she did.
Any advice that she gave you before tonight or anything that you think she'll give you about the upcoming 6 months?
be confident and be yourself. It sounds cheesy, I have been told, but it's true. If you aren't real, I mean, that's what it's all about, is just being yourself.
And what are you looking forward to most about being with this group of girls over the next 6 months or so?
Really getting a chance to bond with each and every one of them and developing some close friendships that will hopefully last a long time.
And Tessa Brower.
Here with Tessa Brower, a member of the 2021 Tulip Time Royal Court. First of all, congratulations. What does it mean to be selected?
It's a great honor. I'm so proud. I'm so happy to be a part of this, and I think it's really cool to be able to represent our beautiful town of Pella.
And tell us a little bit about your presentation and some of the meaning behind it.
Yeah, so I based my presentation off of Uno, the game Uno, and I used different cards to represent different parts of my life. For example, I used a reverse to talk about how I wish I could go back to my trip to the Netherlands, and I used a red zero to talk about my birth, and a draw four to talk about four of my different loves, a draw two to talk about my two siblings, and a wild to represent the rest of my life. I don't know where it's going. It's kind of a wild card.
Well, very good. The last time I talked to you was over Zoom at the end of your soccer season, which was cut short about the same time Tulip Time was canceled. Yeah. You know, we've come a long way since then. What does it mean that you have spring on the horizon again in Tulip Time, and what are you looking forward to most about those things?
Ooh, I hope that we can participate in everything that I wasn't able to participate in last year. I'm definitely looking forward to the soccer season. We're starting up some winter soccer things, so that's fun. And definitely looking forward to being on the court. I'm so excited to eat a bunch of Dutch food and just enjoy the experience with such amazing girls.
And the 86th Tulip Queen for 2021 is Alyssa Geedings.
I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with the Tulip Queen, Alyssa Geedings. First of all, congratulations. What does it mean to be able to be the top ambassador for the upcoming Tulip Time ceremony?
It means so much. I am truly so humbled and honored to have this opportunity to represent our beautiful town of Pella, and I could not be more excited.
Well, and you're a familiar face to me. You've probably been involved a lot with Tulip Time. What are some of the things you've done before that kind of helped lead up to this moment, involved with the festival itself?
Of course. So I have been involved in Duchesses for the past 3 years. So I'm sure that is one place that you've seen me. In addition to that, I've also worked at the Informational Windmill. And this past spring, I had an internship with the Historical Society for event planning and management.
Well, and last year's court obviously had so much taken away from them, and I'm sure you were following along, especially as a Duchess. What does it mean for you to have this opportunity to be able to interact with them again tonight and to have some of those opportunities again coming up this winter and spring?
I am truly so excited and feel so blessed with all of the support that everyone has given me, especially the court of last year. They've all been so supportive, and we truly could not be more excited as the 2021 court.
And what are you looking forward to most about Tulip Time returning?
I am looking forward to talking to the tourists again. That's something that I really, really missed last year, believe it or not. And I could not be more excited to support our beautiful town and get to show people more about it.
Once again, that was the 2021 Tulip Queen and Royal Court. Alyssa Geedings, Ashley Hardman, Hannah Shetter, Olivia DeHaan-Birch, and Tessa Brower. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts. And subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.